Good morning and welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers and I'm going to immediately turn the line over to Pam Barnes and she is going to take over. And Pam, you get the benefit of not being interrupted by Vance at all.
It's always a pleasure and thank you whenever you interrupt because you have a good reason to. And something I need to say.
It's all yours. I'm being called. Go for it, Pam. Have fun.
Okay, thank you. Be safe, Vance. Thank you, everybody, for having me on the call. I feel like I have a lot to bring to the NECAN table. NECAN had a lot to bring to me, and it's blessed me over and over again. On my background, I am a registered dental hygienist and have been, and I will say proudly, for 40 years. I do very little dental hygiene now, thanks to NECAN, not because my body won't do it, but because I spend most of my time caring and helping people. So I title my presentations, or even when I talk to somebody, they say, what do you do? And I said, I've taken my oral health education and turned it into total health to help people feel better. Again, my name is Pam Barnes, and I live just outside of Louisville, Kentucky. And Louisville is actually my home. So in my registered dental hygiene practice, I have always focused on periodontal health. Now, I'm not going to try to talk big words. I'll break them down. Periodontal refers to your gums and the bone underneath in your mouth. Because without a good foundation, you don't keep your teeth. Now, decay is easy to fix. Even replacing teeth is easy with implants. But the keeping your gums and your bone healthy is a daily act of love or care for yourself. And NECAN offers so much in that category, and you think, oh, it helps the joints and da-da-da. We'll get into that in the end. And also, by the way, I will do question and answer. At the end of the call, I'm happy to stay on as long as you all have questions for me and do the best that I can in answering them. I'd like to start, if you don't mind, I want to back up to a little bit of dental history. In the 1970s, when I was in dental school, we were taught, and it was actually a question on the board exam, the mouth is the beginning of what? And it was the beginning of the digestive tract. But then they stopped there. They really, even though we had all of our different classes on physiology and anatomy and all that, they focused, of course, on the mouth and didn't talk about what happens after the swallow and what goes into the whole body and how that affects everything else. Well, they emphasized to fight periodontal disease, and it's still true today, okay, that part hasn't changed, on alkalining and oxygenating the mouth. For those of you that are old enough, I hope you haven't had any problems with gum disease, pyrrhea, periodontal disease, whatever you choose to call it, but we all have to fight that. And we talk about the alkalizing and the oxygenizing, and we did it back in the 70s, 80s. In the 90s, there are toothpaste that came out that we used hydrogen peroxide and baking soda, had people mix it, and that was what they brushed with. Okay? Obviously, when you look at it, the baking soda did the alkalining, right? The hydrogen peroxide did the oxygenation. Okay, think about this. Look at our waterfall. What does our waterfall do? It provides both of those properties, and the oxygenation is the ionization, but as far as freeing up the H2O molecules, as it frees up the H2O molecules, the absorption to the cell and the oxygenation, more oxygenation, happens, if you will. I get told all the time how white my teeth are. I don't whiten my teeth. But I know it's because of the water that I'm constantly drinking. So the thing is, anaerobic bacteria, and that means bacteria that cannot live in an oxygenated atmosphere because they'll die, will die because the hydrogen peroxide, and they can't live in an alkaline environment. They can only live in an acidic environment. And that happens even under the gums. So when you're using something like that, that helps to fight the bacteria. But you know what? There's so much better choices now than doing that, okay? But I wanted to start with that as a history. So we've got to kill out the bad bacteria. I always said they cut us off at the throat after they educated us, but it's through the whole digestive system. And that's exactly what our products, our water, our nutritionals do. So voila, if we extend this principle of oxygenation and alkalining to the rest of the digestive system, I wonder what'll happen. Well, Nikin knows what'll happen, and many of us on this call will know what will happen. And those of you that are newer on the call, thank you for joining, and you will find out what's happened. Life just gets better. I'm very happy to announce I just finished the Kentucky Dental Association meeting. I happen to love to get continuing ed. Of course, now I have a different focus when I go to these meetings than just the base of what they're telling us. But I was so excited, and it could jump out of my chair because every single class I took, which were five of them, talked about the health of the mouth is the beginning of the health of the whole body. And I'm going, hallelujah, this is absolutely the truth. They're even naming things, of course, number one, heart disease, and I hope your dental hygienist has talked to you about the health of your mouth, pink, tight, good gum tissue, but the health of your mouth with the heart disease. It's the same bacteria in a diseased heart that's in the mouth. Okay, we can't totally control what's in the heart, but if we control what's in the mouth, that controls what goes to the heart. So heart disease, type 2 diabetes, it talked about arthritis, okay, even as far as going on and saying rheumatoid arthritis, and it did discuss cancers as well. So I want to impress upon you, it took 40 years for the dental world to say, to come and talk about how important my role is in educating my patients and educating you all, and I say what Nikin has. Do you think I was passing out cards at this meeting? You can bet I was, okay? Because there is the choice, and the choice is Nikin. In the dental office, we have to take medical histories, okay? So back in 1977, I was taking medical histories, and I was shocked even then, about how many people were on medication. Well, you advance that now, so in the 70s, there's some medications. In the 80s, there was a few more medications. But let me tell you, the children, we didn't even take health histories on children because so few of them were on medications. And if they were, the parents were really fast to tell us that they were on medications. Nowadays, it's so sad, you guys, because the medication list can be a legal page long. Okay, and many times I'll ask somebody if they know why they're on that, just out of being curious to see how educated they are about the medications they take. Now, I'm not saying they don't need them, but when you work in prevention, which is what a dental hygienist is all about, you work into prevention to hopefully avoid the problem, or if a problem happens, it's not nearly as severe as the others, as it would be otherwise. So, but in the 90s, I started struggling with problems. I had problems with my wrist. I had a headache all the time. I was chronically tired. My feet were killing me. They hurt so bad I could hardly walk. So I made sure I had cushiony old lady shoes, as I called them then, to walk around. I had no idea why. I had a good diet, better than the average American diet. Okay? But I was blessed. Okay? What happened was, as I went to the doctor, it was a vicious cycle. Go see this other doctor. Take this medication. Now go for therapies here, therapies there. Nothing was getting better. And the neurosurgeon said, come back when you really can't move your neck at all. Now, we had 20% range of motion. Come back when you can't move your neck at all. We'll do surgery on you. And you need to face it, young lady. You are not aging well, and you're going to be on medication the rest of your life. Well, I have this, I say I'm blessed and I'm cursed because I have Irish in me and I also have Indian in me. So you all could probably imagine that the war path started happening, okay? But I was blessed that I fell into Nikin at a dental hygiene meeting for a wonderful caring doctor, Dr. Jill Hayes, who I do work for, 1 to 2 days a month. And she was the one that shared with me, and I had total return to health using Nikin products. And that's why I get excited. I tend to talk fast. I'm sorry about that. Because there is another way. I always say it's the golden key out of the jail. But as I look back, it was all meant to be. That decade of suffering was the intro to my next career. And I knew right away I had a new mission and something else awaited me in this world. And that was to help more people with total care. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the application of our products that we have. So you all might want to take some notes. Let me go ahead and give you my contact information. So if you do want to contact me, you'll see me in San Antonio, and I'm sure you can find somebody that has it. But my phone number is 502-727-0066. 502-727-0066. My email is Pam Barnes, it's PamBarnes, with the initials RDH, Registered Dental Hygienist, at yahoo.com. Okay, let's get going on the PIMAG water some more. I already talked to you about the properties of breaking up the H2O molecules as it goes through the magnets, and our bodies absorb it faster, the alkaline things that I talked at the beginning of the call. But this is what I highly advise. Whenever you're not out in public, and we're at home a lot, just push that water in your mouth before you swallow it, okay? It's not going to hurt you. There's nothing bad in there, but you know what? It has the properties in there to kill the bad bacteria, so if you swallow it, so what? So swish it out. We even have a waterfall unit in our bathroom, okay? And that seems a little crazy, but that's what we use. We use that to swish our mouth. We live in a little town, Henryville, Indiana, and the water sometimes is not really clear. I don't want to take a chance. Plus, we drink water when we're in our bedroom and our bathroom and all that, too. At least have a pitcher of PIMAG water in your bathroom. And set it on one of our products, like set it on top. I would say a power chip. I guess it wouldn't settle too well there. But get a product, a backflex, and just have that as your coaster, if you will, so that it keeps the energy within the water going and moving, okay? Then the second, number one, I put these in order in my opinion. This is all my opinion. I'm a wellness consultant. I've been with New Kim for coming on 20 years, and I'm excited that of the 20 years. But also, the next product is a nutritional product, and it's Jade Greenzyme. Now, getting Jade Greenzyme, somebody to take it, they need to do the capsule because they need this product. But if you can do the powder and you don't mind the taste, if you're using it in water, I don't really suggest this if you put it in juice because of the fructose sugar in the juice. But take it and swish it in your mouth, okay? So, yes, you're moving that green in between. Would you get a little stain from it? You might get a little stain from it, but not any different than tea or whatever, nothing terrible. But it's a good stain. It's a green stain. When we're green inside, we're clean inside. So just swish that around in your mouth and then swallow it, okay? And always, you know, use some PIMAG water to rinse it out, okay? That's the number two thing, because you're going to add to the alkalining benefits. Number three thing, and it's a biggie, even though I put it at three, is the Bone Health Pack. Okay? So you might say, what does osteoporosis have to do with the mouth? It has everything to do with the mouth. Okay? Now, the medications that they started prescribing, the bisphosphonates is a category in which they're called, but this is just a few, Fosamax, Boniva, Actonel, Reclass, Zometa, all of those are bisphosphonates, and they come with side effects, all right? The side effects is osteonecrosis. I'm going to break that down. Anytime you see osteo, that means bone. Necrosis means dying cells, okay? So the cells of the bone start to die. So that is what happens. The first area where this was acknowledged was the jaw. the lower jaw. It's thin. It has a lot of innervation, a lot of circulation going in there. And taking these drugs breaks that down. It's a nasty, nasty looking thing. It smells terrible. Honestly, if you have teeth, it can happen. If you don't have teeth, I've seen pictures of it happening in somebody that was totally edentulous or totally without teeth that was to wear a denture. Doesn't happen just because they kept their denture in all the time, okay? It comes from within. So that is the first location that they saw things. And, of course, then people, women particularly, but men are on the osteoporosis drugs too because they almost have the same problem that we have, and we've heard lectures on why that is. So if you're on these drugs, I'm not telling you to get off of the drug, okay? Never should get off of a drug, cold turkey. But I really want to suggest you incorporating the Bone Health Pack, all three items, the lactoferrin, our calcium, which I know is above and beyond any other calciums on the market, plus that calcium. Our body, you know, our digestive system uses more calcium than our bones. Our brain uses it. We need that calcium. And the calcium, two types of calcium that are in our calcium nutritional, break down. They don't stay as hard lumps and pass through the digestive system and become bedpan bullets, as they call, or many other not nice names. But so the calcium's great, and the lactoferrin. And lactoferrin can stand on its own. Those of us that have been in the gym for a while know that lactoferrin was the first product that was brought to us out of that Bone Health Pack, and the benefits that that gives to the gut as a pre and a probiotic. And it's gold. It's called lactoferrin gold because of the processing. It's so pure from the strongest milk out of cows from New Zealand. And those three things go together. 20 years ago, okay, now 20 years ago, I'd just gotten into Nutren. The Kentucky, well, I guess maybe more like 18 years ago when I took the class. Here again, but this one was highly suggested by the dental world. To take this class where they talked about an entire 2 hours on the dental effects of bisphosphonates. Okay? Think how long ago that was. Think how many prescriptions have been written. U of L had done the studies. U of L is the University of Louisville. Go Cards. Anyway, I had to get the plug. Sorry, guys. But U of L had done a lot of the studies part of these drugs and what happens. Because in a dental office, when we have somebody come in that we see the dental necrosis, okay, we always send them to U of L. We have that wonderful advantage. I mean, they get the worst, the worst cases because the general office is just not prepared to handle that. Even a periodontal office isn't. So they go to U of L. So they were doing the studies on that, and they told us, back 18 to 20 years ago, there is no question about it. These drugs cause bone necrosis or jaw necrosis because they were focused here again from the neck up, right? So it was like, wow. But did that stop the world? No, because they had to prescribe something because they really didn't have anything the doctors didn't to give for, at that point, for people with osteoporosis. Of course, I always say, let's look back at their dietary habits and encourage them to make changes that way. Of course, we know exercise, weight-bearing exercise, all of that. But that, to me, was, I mean, I walked out of there with my mouth open going, oh, my goodness, we didn't have the Bone Health Pack. And I'd encourage my patients to please ask their doctor for something else. And my patients would come back and say, well, there's only a 1% to 2% chance that that will happen to me. Well, you know what? It happened to somebody. Because they had to go to U of L to get it checked out. Now, today, even 2 weeks ago, there are still, the dental students have to do table clinics, so they do studies and work with a case, and there's some bizarre things that I get to see. Sad for the people involved, but just wonderful for the outcome. But even 2 weeks ago, there was yet another way to help to replace the jaw, the lower jaw. Think about it. That bone is the only movable bone, okay? The bone itself moves. also it can affect in the jaw where the teeth are and all the way up to the TMJ joint, which is the temporomandibular joint. Now, to repair it, do you think it's simple? Oh my gosh, no, it's not. They are getting better. Okay, look at all the years. Let me get a sip here. That we've been studying this. So the surgeries and the results are better. But basically, still today, even though they can do a type of plastic joint, there's still a chain that goes from one side to the other side, or whatever section that person has had to lose in their jaw. And then they do fake bone over that to get it to harden. Then they have to let that harden, and then they put the implant post in, and then they can put an implant denture on. Now, this is very complicated, plus it's multiple surgeries. Is it going to happen to you? None of us know. None of us know anything, even when we get in the car. But to prevent it is all about what the most of the dental world's about. Yes, we fix problems, but now we're into the prevention part. So please start your bone health pack today. Okay, it's helped me. I like to dance. You know, you all see me on the dance floor. Anyway, my hips would get sore after dancing. When I started taking this, my hips didn't get sore. That was a huge plus, okay? Start your auto ship on this nutritional, okay? Start taking it. And let me tell you a personal story as to why. Okay, I better get going, hadn't I? Number one, it's a sad story, but I was eating out at a dark restaurant, and there was a screw in my salad. Now, this only happens to my patients, guys. Here's that 1% to 2%. I've had lots of patients that have come in that have broken a tooth, and I won't even tell you everything they found in their food. Most all of it has been at restaurants. Not that they're bad, but, you know, things happen. So it cracked my tooth. Okay, now I have a perfect dentition, as in I didn't have a filling, I have bone support that was wonderful. So anyway, I ended up having to have the tooth extracted, okay? Being in profession, that was just unbelievable that I've had to go through this. So, but I knew that I had the osteodents in my hip pocket. So I doubled up on the osteodents. I didn't double up on lactoferrin, I didn't double up on the calcium, but I did double up on osteodents, okay, from the time I knew I was going to have the tooth out, okay, because I wanted my body to build bone. I was 58 years old at that point, and Dr. Naidu has told me that he's used it in dental studies. I have not seen any of them come out. If any of you all have ever seen that, please pass them my way. But I doubled this up, so they take the tooth out. They have to wait for the bone to fill in. Then you go back and get your implant post, and then you get your implant. So I was at a specialist called a prostodontist, okay? He is the one that's specifically trained to do crowns and these beautiful Hollywood makeovers you see. The prostodontist usually does those. So I didn't tell him what I was doing. I was running my own double-blind study. So I go in. This is like, it checks you every 3 months or whatever. So by the time the tooth was taken out and I went back, it was a 4 months. I went in February. The tooth was taken out in February. I went to see my prosthodontist to see about when to put the implant in June. Now, usually, particularly in somebody that's older, and I hate to say that, but older, it's going to take 6 months or longer to have that bone strong enough to put the implant in. Well, Dr. Nathan told me, he said, oh, my gosh. He said, we can put that implant in tomorrow. He said, I cannot believe how fast you grew bone. And I said, well, tell me, if this was a board question, and they were giving you some x-rays, and they would ask you, what age would you think this patient would be? I said, what age would you say I was in order to grow bone back that fast in that socket? And he said, 28. Okay, I had 30 years on that. Does that not speak for the bone health pack? Okay. Now, let me go into some other things. The TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, that's right in front of your ear. People have clenching problems, grinding problems. Our world is full of stress. Put power minis. Tape those on as much as possible. If you wear glasses, you really can't even tell that they're on there. But put power minis right onto the joint. That will help relax. And, of course, with the use of the pillow, truly with the whole sleep system, get there in a minute, to get the body to relax, that takes that pressure off of that TMJ. So it helps the body to relax. The other thing I love is the far infrared headband. Okay, you could use it as a headband if you're having headaches and things like that. But if you remember the old cartoons when somebody had a toothache, they would wrap it from the top of their head down to their chin. That is another way that you can use that product. Okay, so that one. The sleep mask is a wonderful tool as well. You can even turn it cockeyed on your head and use it that way because it's so flexible, you know, or over your eyes will still help your TMJ joint because of the proximity of where that sleep mask is and that Spider-Man technology. The sleep system or the cocoon, anything to get your body to restore itself better, then you're not going to hold that tension in your neck and shoulders and your jaw. So that's what's going to lead me to the sports neck band. So it benefits the entire body, okay? So you've got your head, your neck, the tension's out of that. Sinuses are relieved by that, but then I'll say immunity, immunity, immunity. And the wonderful, wonderful Constant Miracle Cream of CM Cream helps great, too. I use it if my sinus happens to be filled. I'm in the Ohio Valley. It is a problem. So I'll use it there. Massage it in on the TMJ joint and really the whole cheek because that parotid muscle can get very, very tight. So this will help to relax the clenching and grinding. And, of course, there's always a need for a BiGuard if somebody is severe in that. But those products are the ones that just pop out at me. So, you know, when you get into your sleep system, okay, you've got your pillow that relaxes your head and keeps your head cooler than the rest of your body. You've got the pad to support your spine and your hips. And you've got the comforter. Just say, ah, just like people think we have some to say at the dentist office. Don't hesitate to ask your dental hygienist, does my oral cavity look better this time, okay? Do my gum tissue, that's the big thing. The health of the gums depends on dictates what happens to the bone. So ask her questions. We always write in the notes back and forth. If you have the same hygienist, that's an advantage because she knows what you usually look like. If you don't, we always have usually every office wants you to put some kind of notes on there on what kind of oral care the patient is doing. Okay, I will have to tell you guys, though, I'm really sorry, but McKen has come up with nothing to replace the dental floss. I hope you're laughing, but I hope you take it serious, too, okay? Dental floss is a must. Dental flossing is more important than the toothbrush, okay? Because the gum tissue between the teeth is not keratinized, so it doesn't have a protection on it. So the bad bacteria that love to be where it's warm, dark, and moist, and that's what's under your gums, where they love to be, and they proliferate that way, switch your water, use your water to brush with, but floss your teeth. Okay. Also, I do have on YouTube, and I've focused it on the dental professionals. If you put my name, Pam Barnes Dental or Dentist, I did a little video to help people in the dental field to know what to use to get their body better. Because ergonomically, dental hygiene was killing me, okay? But McKen brought that all back, okay? Where I was doing full-time dental hygiene after I started using the products. And my doctors, and there were about five of them, told me to stop the profession. I picked the bad deal for my health. And reduce my stress that way and not put my body in that position. But I showed them wrong, and I did full-time 4 days in a row, which could never happen to me. So anyway, please, you're free to contact me, 502-727-0066. I'm open to three ways, so I'd be happy to help you that way, or any information you'd like to know. I'd be happy to do that. I would like now, I'm going to keep the recording going for a few more minutes, and I did that and got a minute over. That's pretty good for me, Pam. As you all know, I have a problem staying on time, but because I get excited, kind of like Julie Tara does. So if you'd like to ask a question, you push *6 to unmute yourself, and I'd be glad to take questions. Just tell me who you are after you press *6. Hi, Pam. This is Rita. I just wanted to give the telephone number for the doctor's call.
Mm-hmm.
It's 646-568-7788, and it's a long pin, 976-690-439-#, and it'll ask you something, and then you hit pound again.
Thank you, Rita. That's going to be great. There's a physical therapist that's going to speak, Peggy Goodman, on Dave's call. And if you all hadn't heard Julie Tara's presentation he did last week, oh, my gosh, it's magnificent. But this one. And actually, this year at the Kentucky Dental Meeting, we had a physical therapist out of Oregon that specializes on helping those in the dental field. There's another opening to the world. Okay, anybody with questions or want to say something?
Pam, I do have a question.
Yes.
Yes, I was told to stop my husband taking calcium because it was bad for his heart.
Okay, but you need to take in what is in our calcium. And instead of three, I would suggest, I'm not a doctor, but if you were a client that came to me, to take one. Okay, but take it into your medical doctor and said, I'd like you to look at this one. This one's different. And it is, but this one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure. Anybody else?
Hi, Pam. My question is, if I clench my teeth at night, where do I place magnets to relieve that pressure? I do not have TMJ.
Okay, you said you blacked out. Do you clench at night or grind or?
Yes.
Okay, still put that on the TMJ joint. Okay, what you want to do is get those muscles to relax. I'd even tell you to do two, like one right in front of the ear, and then one down at the curve of the bone on each side. So maybe use four of them. You can start with two and see if that helps you. Do you use a sleep mask?
Oh, yes. I love it.
Okay, very good. Well, I would
but
add
I
those
don't
extra
magnets. I don't know that I clench as much now, but I did have a guard that my dentist had me use, but that was maybe a couple of years ago. Then when I had to have a cap put on a tooth, the guard no longer fit. So now I haven't gone back to readjust the guard. But I don't think I ground a lot, but he could tell by the wear on the teeth that I was. So it doesn't
exactly
wake me up, and I'm not aware of it. But he said I did, so I believe it. So I'm just wondering what I should do now.
Okay. Yes, we can tell. We can tell by the wear of the teeth. I mean, if you do or do not, just like you can tell the age of a cow by how worn their teeth are if they ate a lot of dirt in their grass. I mean, I always laugh about that. But a bite guard is a very good thing to have because you also want to protect your teeth. If you're going to clench or grind, you need to grind the plastic and not the teeth. Okay. But I will caution you all, yes, you can go to the store and you can buy one for $30 and put it in hot water and make it. But and the ones at the dentist's office, I mean, they're going to be over $300. They're very well worth it because what we do in the dental office when you make a bite guard is that we get you in natural occlusion, meaning we put your TMJ, your joint, in a comfortable spot. And that's where your bite guard is. So when you have it in your mouth at night, it keeps it open. And that's the other thing. If you're having tightness, and, you know, do massage. Use the CM cream, okay? Massage that whole area. But the natural position for a jaw is not closed. It is just open, just about 4 millimeters. So if you close your teeth together tightly and then just release them, where that jaw drops to, that's your natural position. So when people buy the ones at the store, they put them in the hot water and they clench down real tight, and then that doesn't achieve the results you need. So, I mean, I will say that it is worth it. I just hope your dentist doesn't charge $1,000 for them. But, I mean, they're not super inexpensive to make, but they are. That's why the cost is what it is. But it is a good thing to do because we do not want, as you wear the teeth, your jaw over closes, okay? Because the teeth are getting shorter, all right? That puts more pressure on the jaw, on the joint itself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Pam. This is Jeannie Zedan. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. I have my right jaw gets locked sometimes, like when I'm sleeping. And would that be like an imbalance in the muscles and tightness on one side too, or something like that?
Yes, it sure can be. I'm going to stop the recording here just a second, and then we can. I'll go into that, Jeannie, with you just a minute.
Okay.